Averill Woods Neighborhood Association President, Melissa Kwan Huber. How are you, Melissa?
I am great this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Where is Averill Woods?
We're in the southwest portion of the city. We're in the third ward, so we're in the area around Waverly and Mount Hope and Holmes.
How many people are in your neighborhood association?
Well, we have an active group of about 100 folks that communicate with us via email, and then we have, you know, a smaller group that are real active in terms of meetings and initiatives. So it's a really active bunch over here.
Melissa, did you ever think you'd become an expert in medical marijuana?
No, I didn't. It's been a really a good learning experience for so many of us, and a lot of us as neighborhood leaders have had the opportunity to speak with the dispensary owners, especially our local ones, you know, folks that are from here. So we've learned a lot about their operations and what they're dealing with, and patients. So we've all learned a lot.
Well, I want to talk to you about the meetings that you attended yesterday. Wanted to get your take on what you saw and what you heard in a press release that I received from your association. You believe that the city needs a little bit more time to improve the marijuana store rules. Do you still feel that way?
Well, it really would have been nice. I think the large coalition that we were working with, it wasn't just our neighborhood, but neighborhoods across the entire city, as well as the business owners downtown, we were all looking for a moratorium to be able to, you know, to button up some of the missing pieces in the legislation and really get the policy crafted right. But that wasn't in the cards. We had too long of a delay in trying to get to the point of doing the moratorium that was no longer legally possible. So we're looking forward to the discussion that's going to happen this Thursday that will deal with some of the resolutions, you know, around the caps. They determined there would be caps on the number of dispensaries, but the actual number will be determined in subsequent discussions this week and next week.
What's your take on where these businesses should be located? Would you like to have one across the street from where you live? What do your community members think?
Well, for the most part, we're looking to make sure that they are not located right in the neighborhoods. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussions around where would be the best places. I think the main agreement is that across the city, we didn't want them all clustered in any one particular area. But that was the area that was the most discussed and debated, you know, heated debate last night. That's part of why I really wish we could have had the moratorium. I think we needed a lot more discussion and looking at maps and the zoning, because what works in Ward 1 doesn't necessarily work in Ward 3 in terms of what kinds of areas would be, you know, most amenable to them. We were hoping to keep them out of areas where we have some really vulnerable corners, where we already have crime issues around the party stores and things like that. But keeping that out of Ward 3 might have meant one zone, but keeping that out of Ward 1 might have meant another zone. So that's kind of a mixed bag here, but we're glad to see that they followed the zoning, the planning board regulations, and tried to make it more equitable across the city. So we'll see how that pans out.
What other challenges would you like to see changed or met?
Well, I think at this point, you know, we've done what we can do as a city to address the parts that are within our purview. I think the next thing is going to be for voters to look at, you know, petitioning our state officials, saying, well, we need to get some more regulations around, you know, the health aspects of this. If people are making food and selling products to be consumed, and they don't have any regulations around, you know, the health department, that would be something that we would see probably would be next, you know, in line for patient safety. So that's a big thing, I think. And in terms of, you know, I think we have a discussion on the national level about, you know, what we're doing with marijuana. Are we legalizing it? Are we not? You know, that's something we can't address with this ordinance, and it's been kind of confusing to mix some of those purposes in here. Some people felt like this was the way to get it, you know, decriminalized and legalized. But if we're going to do that, we need a different route.
A couple of suggestions you wanted to make sure we're taking care of are, one, requiring strong background checks for store employees and owners,
mm-hmm.
and also requiring stringent packaging and labeling rules for any marijuana delivered to patients.
Yes, and we were pleased that the tracking requirements were easily passed last night. That was something that the dispensary owners apparently are doing in part already now, so we've got that codified that everyone can do something similar. In terms of the background checks, That was not, there wasn't any amendments on that, so it continues to be that anyone who has a felony drug conviction less than 7 years old could own and operate. And, you know, we're hopeful that people will be rehabilitated and be able to, you know, do some entrepreneurial efforts by the time they're out, but we don't know what the buffer is between when their conviction date is and when they actually were released from prison and what their networks remain. So that too is a challenge I think we'll try to look at in the next coming years, and if we have issues or problems, hopefully we'll be able to open up the ordinance again.
All right, but finally, you believe that this was rushed through and that the city council needed a little bit more time, although the people who operate these businesses think it couldn't come quickly enough.
Yes, and that was somewhat surprising to many of us because we know, we've been assured by some of the well-run dispensaries here that, you know, patients were getting the medicine they needed and a moratorium wouldn't have affected their ability to obtain their medicine. And so, you know, current business owners, many of them were okay with a moratorium to get these things cleared up. I think the people that were clamoring the most are those who are waiting in line to open up their businesses and haven't been able to do so.
All right. Well, Melissa, we appreciate your time greatly. I know that this has been a tiring process for you after attending these meetings. We've been talking with Melissa Kwan-Huber, who is the Avril Woods Neighborhood Association president. Thanks so much.
Thank you.